With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting pro-life groups have their work cut out for them this Tuesday.
The groups promoting ballot measures to add amendments to the constitutions in 9 states that would enshrine a right to abortion have raised more than $160 million. That's nearly 6 times what their opponents have brought in. The cash advantage is showing up in ad spending. Data from the media tracking firm Ad Impact shows campaigns have spent more than 3 times as much as opponents in ads on TV, streaming services, radio, and websites. Abortion rights supporters have prevailed on all 7 ballot measures that have gone before voters since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in 2022. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A major court victory for Republicans in Virginia as it tries to clean up its voter rolls to avoid election fraud. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
The Supreme Court has allowed Virginia to resume its purge of voter registrations. It's a step the state says is aimed at keeping non-citizens from casting ballots. The justices granted an emergency appeal from Virginia's Republican administration led by Governor Glenn Youngkin. The justices acted on the appeal after a federal judge found that the state had illegally purged more than 1,600 voter registrations in the past 2 months. Bob Agnew reporting.
Investigators say the man suspected of setting fires in ballot drop boxes in Oregon and Washington state is an experienced metal worker and may be planning additional attacks. Portland Police Bureau spokesman Mike Benner said Wednesday that authorities believe the man who set the incendiary devices at ballot boxes in Portland and nearby Vancouver, Washington, had a wealth of experience in metal fabrication and welding. He's described as white between the ages of 30 and 40 and bald, driving a Volvo. This is SRN News. A federal court considers transgenderism.
The 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals is taking up a lawsuit filed by several states against the Biden administration's effort to rewrite Title IX to include transgender people. The president wants to let males compete against females in school sports, and the states are fighting it. Senior counsel Jake Warner of Alliance Defending Freedom says, quote, "This radical attempt to redefine sex turns back the clock on equality and equal opportunity for women." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Community Center announced the honorees for its annual women's event gala on Friday, and one of them's a man. The New York-based center says the event is designed to highlight the achievements of women who've made significant contributions to their industries and the LGBTQ community. One of the honorees will be Dr. Renee McLaughlin, a man living as a woman. This is SRN News. Tech stocks could not stop a losing day on Wall Street.
Stocks edged lower on Wall Street after drops for Eli Lilly and chip companies overshadowed a jump for Google's parent company. The S&P 500 slipped 0.3% Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 91 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.6% from the record high it set a day earlier. Alphabet rose 2.8% after becoming the latest major tech company to deliver strong profit. Eli Lilly sank 6.3% on concerns about 2 of its blockbuster drugs. Chip stocks fell following the latest profit report from Advanced Micro Devices. AMD gave back 10.6%. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
The Washington Post has lost at least 250,000 subscribers since announcing last Friday that it would not endorse a candidate in the presidential race. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.